Well, Molly, we got it done. The worst blizzard in Wistful Vista's history is supposed to hit tonight, and we're ready for it. Give me the final countdown on the canned goods so I can set up a rationing system in case we're snowed in, will you?
Well, I added all of the things you bought today with the supplies we already had in the fruit closet.
Good.
And even so, it only gives us 12 bottles of horseradish, 8 bottles of ketchup, a 5-pound sack of poultry seasoning, 9 cans of cat food, and 1 jar of India relish.
Okay. It's good to know where we stand. I foresee a serious shortage of India relish. And from now till the end of the present emergency, nobody gets any without my written permission. Is that clear?
Oh, McGee, don't be so dramatic. Neither one of us ever eats India relish.
Molly, I am not being dramatic. Human lives may hang in the balance, namely ours. You don't know how tough things can get if you're snowed in for weeks at a time. Now, have we got plenty of candles to use when the electricity fails?
Yes. I hunted through the attic and I found about 20.
Good. We'll use 10 of them for lighting and keep the other 10 in reserve to eat in case we run out of food.
Didn't say on the box what flavor they are.
When it's a matter of survival, don't worry about the flavor. Now, let's see. I've got my skis and my snowshoes out. We're pretty well fixed for blankets to handle shot cases. Yes, sir. No matter how you figure it, we're ready for the blizzard. And I'll bet no other household in town can make that statement.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's a family of Eskimos living someplace over near 14th and Oak. I imagine they're ready.
I doubt it. In all my years of battling blizzards, I never saw an Eskimo who was ready. They keep you waiting for 2 hours while they hitch up them dogs of theirs.
Well, I certainly hope we don't get as much snow as they're predicting. It would be terrible for people who had to get downtown to work.
They predicted 4 feet originally, but, of course, that's when they were saying it'd start about noon. It's almost 4 now, and the sky is still pretty clear.
Yes? I was just noticing what a beautiful sunshiny day it is.
Yep.
In fact, it almost seems too warm to snow.
Yeah, it was 44 on the thermometer by the window the last time I checked. But I imagine the cold front is starting to move in.
That usually happens before a big snow.
I was just going to tell you that that usually happens before a big snow. Let's see how much the temperature's dropped so far. That's funny.
What is it?
52. Some freak of nature, I guess. Well, when it starts going down, it'll go down fast.
Say, where's the morning paper, dearie? I've been so busy helping you get ready for the blizzard that I haven't had a chance to read about it.
Right there on the table by the big chair. Boy, I'll never forget the first glimpse I got of that headline, History-Making Blizzard on the Way.
McGee.
I knew in a flash that quick thinking and quick action were called for. So I quick thought and I quick acted all over the place.
McGee.
It's times of disaster that separate the men from the boys. I'll tell you that, boy.
McGee, this paper with the headline about the blizzard is 3 years old.
Everybody stands around waiting for a leader like me to... What'd you say?
I said this paper with the blizzard story in it is 3 years old. Must have been the one you had those old photographs in that you mounted this morning. The forecast in today's paper is fair and warmer.
Yeah. Well, I just kind of did the whole thing, didn't I? Looks like it's going to warm up.